Let me go back to the vegetables a minute. Beans, peas, corn, turnips, carrots. How about the red ones?
Tomatoes?
Mm-hmm. Would you have different kinds of those? Different sizes or colors, maybe?
I suppose that there were, when I was growing up, if there was more than one kind, I didn't know about it. But you grew it from your own seed. You didn't have any. You started them in January or February because you got your seed catalogs the last of November or the first of December, and you ordered your stuff in January.
And did you have to grow the little bitty ones?
Or? No, we didn't have the little, what do they call them? Well, I don't know, but they didn't have those here.
Did you use the term tommy toes for them?
No.
Cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes. And, of course, you always had your early stuff. You had squash and stuff like that, too. But everybody always had as many, lots of people that didn't have too much, if they had turnips and turnip greens, could live out a winter on them. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think it. I know we had one girl come to stay with us. And I guess she came from just as far back as you could come in Fulton County. And the first morning she put greens on that we'd had for supper on the table. And I think that we just all, we weren't used to it. But now that was what some people were used to.
What would you usually have for breakfast in those days?
Oh, you had a good breakfast. You had biscuits. And you usually had bacon, eggs. You always had jelly, preserves, oats. My mother was a great believer in oats, the kind that you cooked a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was something that started you out good. We always did have good breakfast here. My mom was a good cook. That's why I'm a poor cook.
Did you ever make a special kind of gravy if you had ham?
You mean red eye? Yes.
And how did you all make that? Do you remember? Do you know?
Well, after you get the ham out of the skillet, and you always cook in an iron skillet. And the one that's been cooked in the longest is always the best. Then you drain it out besides the, oh, the little pieces of fat that have burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And add a little water to it and cook it a little longer. And pour it over it. And the black part's the good part. The white part on top is, you have to mix it with it. Yeah, that's good on biscuits.
Now, did you have different kinds of biscuits, or what kind of biscuits did you have?
I can't see you.
You can't? Well, turn on the light and you can see us if you want to.
I'm about ready for bed.
You are? She goes to bed early.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Riverview Motel.
Where? The Riverview, the one out this way.
Yeah.
Is there another?
That's a nice place.
It is. I notice it's for sale, too.
Yes. I don't think those people are too happy with it.
I haven't had a chance really to talk to them yet. I called you since I got in today.
Well, those people are not native Fulton Countyans. I don't believe. Is their name, I believe, isn't it?
I don't even know their name. I just
maybe I don't even know.
It's the only one I had seen. I just checked in a hurry. Since
we have Ozark up here is a nice one.
Yeah,
and the Salem Motel is pretty good. They're pretty good for just a small town. Now, if you want to get into the luxury, you go down to Horseshoe Bend.
I guess so, yeah.
What were we talking about?
Biscuits. What different kind of biscuits, or if you made different kinds. Or if your mother did.
Well, she was always one that we made little biscuits. We were a family that didn't like anything big.
Would they be made with sweet milk or buttermilk?
Buttermilk. Another thing, you had something that you used to make every day, and that was cornbread. When you've got men, folks, you always got to have lots to eat. just two women where you can get by. And then you always fed your scraps to your chickens. Mm-hmm. And if you had you always had a dog or a cat or something like that, and you didn't buy them special food. You just fed them the meat scraps or what you had left. I'm going back to the cow, talking about dairy products. You always fed your